Welcome to the Green Chain Walk. Do you need a break from busy city life? Well, I don't personally. But you probably want to get away from the traffic, the noise and the stress. Then walk the South East London Green Chain. It's a breath of fresh air. This extensive and intricate network should provide you many happy days of walking through the dozens of woodlands and open spaces. So, get out there, start walking, and have a great time.
Green Chain Walk, Section 1. Thamesmead to Lesneys Abbey, a distance of 2.25 miles, which takes just over an hour. The South East London Green Chain is a series of nearly 300 open spaces, which include some of the finest landscapes in South East London. The pioneering Green Chain Walk is a 50-mile network of footpaths linking together many of the Green Chain open spaces. The walk is divided into 12 sections. We hope you enjoy the greener side of South East London.
From riverbirds to an innovative new town, the main route of the Green Chain Walk starts at the major signpost on the riverside promenade, a quarter of a mile east of Thamesmead town centre.
Thames Wall and Marshes. The majority of land is below the high water level of the Thames and used to be subject to flooding. Protection is now provided by the river walls, which have been rebuilt. Drainage of the marshes has been carried out by constructing a network of waterways, canals and five lakes. Keep your ears and eyes open for mallards, widgeon, shelduck, mute swan, till, pintail and tufted duck. On the shores you may also see waders such as redshank and dunlin.
To reach this point, take the path connecting Central Way with the riverside alongside Linton Mead School near the Thamesmead town centre.
The development of Thamesmead began in the mid-1960s. It was planned as a self-contained community rather than a residential dormitory. The aim was to provide housing set in landscape surroundings with parkland, lakeside, canal and river views, and a separate network of footpaths and cycleways so that people could get around away from traffic. Visible to the right is the Thamesmead Town Centre Clock Tower, an 18th century clock and cupola rescued from Deptford Dockyard. The population of Thamesmead is around 45,000.
On reaching the river near the main pump house, turn right and follow the promenade to the Green Chain signpost. From the signpost, follow the path away from the river. Follow the path along Manor Way through the underpass beneath Crossway and continue to Manor Way Green Open Space. Turn left along the path and then right across the canal footbridge and enter Field Fair Road. From explosive tumps to a Victorian sewage system. Cross the end of Field Fair Road and follow the footpath between house numbers 70 and 71 to reach the green. Turn left and cross the footbridge over the moat into the Tump.
A substantial amount of the land at Thamesmead once formed part of the Royal Arsenal, where explosives and weapons were manufactured, tested and stored. About 30 moated magazines, known locally as Tumps, were built around 1890 to direct any accidental explosions harmlessly upwards. Some of these tumps have been preserved as special features in the Thamesmead development and others are now important for their ecological value.
Leave the tump at the other end and continue through Curlew Close to take the first left into Gargany Walk. Cross the canal footbridge, turning right to follow the canal under the road. This is Crossway. Keeping the canal to your right, follow the path through Crossway Park to the Green Chain signpost just before the pond.
Crossness Nature Reserve provides opportunities to study nature firsthand with bird hides, boardwalks and viewing platforms. Activities include pond dipping, mini beast hunts and bird watching. You may even catch sight of water voles that have re-inhabited the southern marshes. The southern outfall sewage works at Crossness, together with the northern outfall at Barking Creek, are the modernised sites of London's first drainage system, designed by Sir Joseph Bazalgette. In 1858, Disraeli described the Thames as a Stygian pool, reeking with ineffable and intolerable horrors. Bazalgette's scheme to improve the situation involved building main sewers extending across London and taking the effluent to the Thames, far below what was then the built-up area.
You will see that there are now two alternative routes. We suggest you turn left at the signpost and follow the path to turn right under Eastern Way and climb over the sewer embankment. Here you have the option of joining a 2¾-mile footpath along the top of the sewer embankment known as the Ridgeway. This is signed from Petman Crescent near Plumstead Station through to the River Thames next to Crossness Sewage Works. The Green Chain Walk connects with the Ridgeway at both points where it crosses the sewer embankment. Descend to Belvedere Road, follow the road, and turn left to reach the same Green Chain signpost at the lake edge. From a lakeside to a Norman Abbey. Follow the lakeside path through Southmere Park, past the Adventure Playground.
Southmere Lake is the largest of the Thamesmead lakes. There are excellent opportunities for sailing, sailboarding, canoeing and angling. Birdwatchers will spot and hear many varieties of wildfowl.
Take the path, Abbey Way, directly southwards, crossing Yarnton Way by the footbridge and on over Wolvercote Road. Continue along Abbey Way, cross over Alseeke Road, the railway and Abbey Road by the footbridge.
The North Kent Railway from London to Dartford marks the point where the Thames Marshes finish and the River Cliff begins. The cliff was formed by the Thames carving through the rocks of the London Basin over several million years.
Enter Lesness Abbey Park. There are toilets here.
In 1178, Sir Richard de Lucy, Chief Justice of England, built Lesness Abbey from stone brought from Normandy. The abbey was never a rich one and in the early 14th century was in debt, partly from the extravagances of Abbot John of Hoddesdon, partly because being close to the main road they were burdened with many guests and partly through the expense of repairing the dikes and river walls. The abbey was suppressed by Cardinal Wolsey under a papal licence of 1524 and its income used to set up Christ College, Cambridge. After its suppression, the abbey changed hands frequently and by 1630 was described as being in ruins and overgrown by trees. In 1633, the property was bequeathed to Christ Hospital, in whose possession it remained until 1936, when it was acquired by the London County Council. Partial excavation was carried out and the ruins scheduled as an ancient monument. It was opened to the public in May 1939. Take time to enjoy the gardens here and explore the ruins before setting off for the woods.
Continue up to the Abbey ruins. Follow the wooden marker posts around the ruins, through the gardens and enter the Abbey woods to reach the Green Chain major signpost. Here the branch from the riverside at Erith, section 2, joins the main route. Congratulations, you have reached your destination.